I leaned over and dabbed at the tears with a tissue. Maury flicked his eyes open and closed. His breathing was audible now, like a light snore. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Don't wait, Mitch. Not everyone gets the time I'm getting. Not everyone is as lucky. I tossed the tissue into the wastebasket and returned to his feet. Lucky? I pressed my thumb into his hardened flesh, and he didn't even feel it.
The tension of opposites, Mitch, he said. Remember that. Things pulling in different directions.
I remember, I said.
I mourn my dwindling time, but I cherish the chance it gives me to make things right.
We sat there for a while, quietly, as the rain splattered against the windows. The hibiscus plant behind his head was still holding on, small but firm.
Mitch,
Maury whispered. Uh-huh, I said. I rolled his toes between my fingers, lost in the task.
Look at me.
I glanced up and saw the most intense look in his eyes.
I don't know why you came back to me, but I want to say this.
He paused and his voice choked.
If I could have had another son, I would have liked it to be you.
I dropped my eyes, kneading the dying flesh of his feet between my fingers. For a moment I felt afraid, as if accepting his words would somehow betray my own father. But when I looked up, I saw Maury smiling through tears, and I knew there was no betrayal in a moment like this. All I was afraid of was saying goodbye.
I've picked a place to be buried.
Where's that? I said.
Not far from here, on a hill beneath a tree overlooking a pond. Very serene, a good place to think.
Are you planning on thinking there? I said.
I'm planning on being dead there.
He chuckled. I chuckled.
Will you visit?
Visit, I said.
Just come and talk. Make it a Tuesday. You always come on Tuesdays.
Well, we're Tuesday people, I said.
Right. Tuesday people. Come to talk then.
He had grown so weak so fast.
Look at me,
he said. I'm looking, I said.
You'll come to my grave to tell me your problems.
My problems?
Yes.
And you'll give me answers?
I'll give you what I can. Don't I always?
I picture his grave on the hill overlooking the pond, some little 9-foot piece of earth where they'll place him, cover him with dirt, put a stone on top. Maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a few days. I see myself sitting there alone, arms across my knees, staring into space. It won't be the same, Maury, I say, not being able to hear you talk.
Ah, talk.
He closed his eyes and smiled.
Tell you what, after I'm dead, you talk, and I'll listen.